Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to have the second tasting of Batch 7 of 2023. This is the beginning of 2024. Trying to finish these up. After this, I will only have one left. So Batch 7 of 2023 used Citra, Simcoe, and Vic Secret hops. I'm not going to go over the whole thing. Recipe is down below in the description. This was taken from a Treehouse Brewing short that they came up with. I think it was an American IPA, but most of these lend towards a New England IPA, in my opinion, more than an American IPA. So let's go ahead and get this open. I just did batch 6. That was overcarved. By the time I put this down, that was going. This isn't. You know, sometimes it's funny. I'll check the ABV on this and we'll kind of see. But I did use two big pearl, pill carbonation tablets, the big ones, one per 12 ounces. This is a 22 ounce bottle. So I did put two of them in there. So that means it's for 24. So technically it should be overcarbed. I only made three of them. I knew I was going to drink them quick or month by month, even though I didn't do that on this one. But we're okay. I'm pretty sure you guys can see the lines right here. We'll see how high it does get. So this one finished at 6.87% ABV, and Beersmith wanted this to be 6.9. So pretty much spot on with what they want. And technically, that means there's more sugar in there. Plus, I added two pearls. Should this be overcarbed? Probably. I think it's gonna. It's up to here, but I'll try and keep an eye on it. But let's get to this. Off-white colored head, a little yellow coming through. Pretty much all small bubbles. About a little over a finger of head. Yellow in color, or I should say light orange in color. This one, so you guys are seeing it a touch darker than what I am seeing it here. Not as bad as the other one. It's way over there. I'm not even going to get it. But this one seems to be a little bit more hazy. Could you say hazy IPA instead of American IPA or New England IPA? Sure. They're probably interchangeable. I wouldn't interchange, I guess, an American IPA with a New England IPA, but I know New England IPAs that say American IPA on Untappd. But let's get back to this. So Citra, Simcoe, and Vic Secret hops. Omega 005 yeast was used, so that should be fine. Let's go ahead and smell. A little bit more, I want to say fruitier grape, green grape, something like that, like a tartness. I guess it could be grapefruit. That's kind of tart, tangy. Kind of sweeter, a light malt, but more on the fruitier side, like a generic fruit. I believe this is kind of toned down. Yeah, like a light sweet fruit with green grape, or if you wanted to go to the citrus side, a little grapefruit in there, sweeter grapefruit. Let's go ahead and taste. I don't watch the old video before I do the new one. So I'm not sure what I said about this and what it was, but something's telling me it's very toned down from it being, 2 weeks old? Which it probably should. A little bit more rind bitterness, like generic citrus rind bitterness throughout the whole entire palate. There is a little, slight tartness, grapefruit juice, white grape, see? Good thing I was looking at the camera. That's why I have all these glasses here. This one doesn't taste overcarbed like the other one does. There. Now it'll settle down. Yeah, it's got like a kind of a mushy fruit, then like a grapefruit rind, sweeter grapefruit rind, maybe a grapefruit with sugar on top into the back, because now like my palate, even into the aftertaste, it is a little bitter, but I still want to say like tart. Like grapefruit tart, green grape tart, something like that in the back. And carved. See, now this one, so Beersmith called for this to be 56 IBUs. I was going to say 50. A sweeter, I would almost say older fruit up front than that. We'll just go with grapefruit rind bitterness throughout the rest of the palate. I would probably rate this one higher than batch 6, a little higher. I gave that a 3.75. I'd probably give this a 3.85. Yeah, 3.85. Not bad. I would rather drink this one. I think this one has a little bit more complexity, but the batch six was overcarbed a little bit more, so maybe that had something to do with it. But overall, not bad. It's drinkable.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.